We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Giving Tuesday to benefit the Jimmy Fund on WEEI.
Text KCANCER to 20222 to make a $25 gift.
Or visit jimmyfund.org/Tuesday for more information.
Now, back to OMF
on WEEI.
This is Giving Tuesday here on WEEI, all to benefit one of our favorite causes here, the Jimmy Fund. And it's, of course, all presented by Arbella Insurance. And joining us right now is the Leandro family. Six-year-old Sydney Leandro was diagnosed with leukemia this past April, and her parents, Lindsay and Adam, are here to talk with us and tell us their story. So you found out about this right at the start of the pandemic, and I can only imagine as a parent what you guys are going through. I mean, you could detail what happened initially, if you can, for us, and what you had to do to try to deal during the pandemic, all going on at the same time.
So when we found out, it was very random and sporadic. She just was not herself, and we had been quarantined for some time now, so COVID was out of our minds. We had brought her to a walk-in because we were trying to avoid going to the ER due to COVID. And they said that they can't do the tests that they need to do to know what's going on with her. So they ended up sending us to the ER. And when we had got there, they told me that it was only one parent allowed in. So my husband waited in the truck in the parking lot of the hospital, and I brought Sydney inside. They did a ton of lab work, and I had been texting back and forth to Adam while he's downstairs, letting him know what they were doing. Eventually, the second set of lab results came in, and the doctor had asked that I can talk to him separately. And at that point, I kind of felt there was something more. So I followed him into the other room, and that's where they had told us, because he was on the phone, that, you know, they thought that there could possibly be cancer in Sydney's blood. So immediately I heard the C word, and, you know, I just kind of panicked. But they were going to transfer her to Boston Children's or Rhode Island, and we made the decision to go to Boston's. And they had us, me and Sydney, on an ambulance within the hour on our way up there with Adam following behind.
Adam, I want to go back to that moment Lindsay was talking about when you were on speakerphone and hearing the diagnosis. Now, I can't imagine what you're going through, not being able to be in there and with your wife. What was going on in your head when you heard that your daughter had cancer? What was that experience like for you?
So it was actually Easter Sunday. So needless to say, we're not looking forward to Easter this year or any holidays. But when we ended up going there, I mean, it was kind of, it's one of those things where, you know, all right, you know, you don't know what's going on. We had my parents take care of the boy for a little bit, and we figured we'd be home within an hour or two, and started thinking that this was a little bit more than something, you know, just a little cough and cold or whatever. And when he called and kind of relayed the message to us that, you know, it's a possibility, and, you know, we think we should transfer you elsewhere. Your whole world kind of stops, you know, and you really don't, you know, things that you were thinking were important aren't really so important anymore. It was gut wrenching, you know, there's really no other way around it. It's hard to put into words.
Yeah.
You know, finally, when I was able to actually get into the Boston Children's and be with them, You know, it was a relief. I don't want to say it gave us a peace of mind, but we got answers of what we were looking for or
looking at.
Did you find all of this out in the same day, like that Easter Sunday?
We left the house around 2:30-ish to go to the walk-in, and we found out at around 10:30, 10:45 at night.
They pulled us in another room, and obviously I'm already like, okay, I didn't believe it until they told me. I still thought the possibility word was like a thing. And then they pulled us in, and I knew right when the doctor had sat down in front of us, because you're in like your own little room and sitting next to Adam, and he's looking at me and he's like, so what have you been told so far? And I told him, I was like, that there's a possibility. And he was like, it's confirmed. And at that point, I mean, we cried and we were very upset. And then at that point, I was just like, nope, we're fixing this.
So talk about your first impressions and what it was like when you ended up getting up to Boston and, you know, seeing the facility and meeting all the nurses and the doctors up there.
So I had never been in that hospital ever, actually, but the ambulance ride, believe it or not, was probably made a bigger impact in that moment, because whoever was with me in the back of that ambulance really made it comfortable, considering Adam couldn't be there. Sydney was falling asleep and I'm on my way to Boston, not knowing if I'm coming back to my son at home. And the gentleman in there, he let me know that he has kids that were sick and that this place is great. So he really helped me to feel more comfortable with where we were going. And when we had got there, it was just, I don't want to call it like a home, but it was very welcoming. They made me feel like they were going to take really good care of her. And that was my only intent at that point, was fixing this. So
it's a frightening experience when a family finds out they're dealing with something that is going to change their life dramatically. I want to bring Sydney into it. Three of us have spent a lot of quality time, Sydney, over at the Jimmy Fund Clinic. It is a magical place, wonderful place. And I'm wondering, what was it like for you when you go over there? Tell us what it's like.
You can
tell them?
Yeah.
What?
I play with my friend.
What's her name?
Shelby.
And what kind of crafts do you do?
All sorts of crafts.
Mm-hmm. You're always bringing crafts home, huh?
Do they have I heard that you like to, you know, shoot your bow and arrow. Do they have like a little, have they created like a target or something like that so you can like... Bring it in there, and we gotta make that happen for you.
That would be cool,
right?
One of the things we always hear over at Dana-Farber is that they do a great job, including the whole family. I know you have a young son, Jack. I know they try to make it as enjoyable as possible for everyone when you go in there. So, what was that like?
So, with COVID, only one person is allowed. So I take her most of the time, and Jack stays with Adam. Unfortunately. That was our biggest thing. It was even at the hospital next door. Like, we couldn't have visitors. I went 40 days pretty much without seeing my son. Then we come home and I can't bring him to the clinic. So when Sydney goes, it's upsetting to him. He doesn't know where his sister's going again. And when you talk to other parents that have had their kids in there before COVID and they talk about the experience, it's very different than what me and Sydney are going through now, especially with COVID, considering... There's so many boundaries.
So where is Sydney now, guys? Update us on her progress. What are the doctors telling you?
We are in a phase, I believe it's called consolidation, and there's like branches in there. They're telling me that she is on the right track, which is beautiful. They don't give you too much information. They pretty much let you know, like, if you move on to the next phase, you know, be happy. Which is fine. To me, no news is good news, and I'll take no news any day. But she's trooping, you know? She's a strong little kid. She's doing great, you know? So she has her days. Yesterday was her birthday, and I think that was an amazing...
Hey! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Did you have cake? And they sing happy birthday to you?
Yeah. We actually sing happy birthday. I feel like we got to sing happy birthday, guys. I mean, what are we doing here?
Why don't you start?
I think we do.
Okay.
You're ready? Start us up.
Ready?
Okay. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Keeping this together on Zoom.
Happy birthday, dear Sydney.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Oh, God. I don't know if that's going to make you happy or sad, Sydney. I don't know.
We tried.
It was great meeting all of you guys. And obviously, we wish you the best of luck. You're in a great, great place over there at Dana-Farber and with the Jimmy Fund people. And we wish you the best of luck, your entire family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.